nights only.
I'm F13, and this is the Diabolical Sound.
Would you have a disco ball in your room or a strobe light?
That obviously is DZ. A disco ball or a strobe light? I've had a strobe light before.
Yeah.
I think I'll probably opt for a disco ball this time around, but that's just because I've already had a strobe light. Having not had either of them, I would still go with the strobe light.
Yeah. Strobe lights are disorienting, but they're still fucking so fascinating.
Yeah, seriously. All right, so anyway, this is the Diabolical Sound.
Obviously, neither of us have epilepsy.
No, and it's an interesting thing. Here, check this out. This is, listeners, my iTouch that I've got here.
Yes, which is a new toy.
It's got a...
Which is refreshing because he hasn't had an iPod to play in his car for a while, and I know that's been like the super depressing factor in his life.
I didn't tell him to say that either. He just knows.
I just know. I almost wanted to loan you my iPod, but I love mine so much. There's no way.
Here, check out this.
Oh, God, what's it going to do? That's really annoying.
It's basically just like a strobe light effect in the iPod Touch. The whole screen flashes black and white really quickly. I call it my epileptic seizure inducer.
Your epilepsy emitter.
Yes. If next time I meet someone with epilepsy, oh, you have epilepsy. Well, look what I've got for you here.
You're kind of a dick. Ding.
Yeah, pretty much.
Want to ward off all epileptics that you hate.
So wonderful.
Have you downloaded some games for it?
I do. I have Tanzan Light and Tangram Pro, the little... 10-gram things where you put the shapes into little puzzles.
I know what 10-grams are.
I've got air hockey, and I've got Twitter Yelp on my iTouch, so I can Twitter and Yelp from anywhere that has a wireless internet connection.
I just have...
If you can check this out here...
Those things are so small for my big-ass fingers.
Get in my big hands. If you can see right here, I've got... hold on, let's let this load here. I've got YouPorn right there on the desktop. You see that?
You do, and that is a gigantic cock.
Deep throat and pussy lick threesome, huh?
Oh, my God.
Cutie sucks dick like a lollipop.
Oh, and you know what I have to say? Thanks a lot for the experience of going to that fucking, I don't know, sex store.
Oh, right. Yeah,
and
seeing,
and I've said this several times. I know that you're tired of hearing about it.
Right.
But seeing that mom type turn around on behind the counter and go, do you boys need any help? And she didn't say it like something like that, but she was like, do you boys need any help?
Just very nice and very motherly.
Very sweet looking woman. And right behind her, she's watching fucking hardcore anal.
Right.
I'm talking gigantic gaping hole cock stuffed fully in it.
Before the rumors start, me and DZ after the show last week decided it would be fun to go by the sex store on the way home.
I didn't even know it was there.
Neither did I beforehand, but after I found out that it was there, I was like, hey, L'Amour. Because it's called L'Amour, and there's another one in Fremont. That's the one I used to go to all the time for my various porn needs. You know, the pocket pussies. I'm not a...
Well, you know what was creepy is the old man, kind of all jittery in the corner.
Yeah.
He was just like randomly wandering around. Having been in retail for as long as I knew,
right.
As I've been, I know that he wasn't there to buy anything.
No, he was definitely just there to kind of be creepy and like troll for like young boys
I'm
to
just
fuck.
I'm glad he didn't. Oh, God.
I'm glad what is Hayward?
I'm not quite sure what that means, but.
Hayward, California has the highest concentration of
pedophiles?
No, I don't want to say pedophile, but just creepy fucking like sex dude. The parking lot there, there's always like dudes driving around in their parking lot real slow.
They're fucking trolling.
Trolling for fucking dudes to fuck. Anyway, before this goes to a really dark place,
I think it's kind of there.
Yeah, well, let's see if we can't break it out of said really dark place with something that everybody seems to love.
I totally dig this music.
The music makes it all right. After all the disgusting, horrible, dark places we've let ourselves into.
Hetero-anal and grandma.
Mm-hmm. The music makes it all right. Thank you, Wii. Thank you very much. Oh, speaking of which, I've got some Wii information to talk about later after we've done the news.
Urine or video game?
Video game. Okay. I could come up with some urine news if you'd like.
No, it's,
okay, well, just let me know.
Maybe next week.
Okay, let's see here. Husband runs into wife in brothel. Now, that title tells everything you need to know about the story, but we'll go on.
Hey, that is the most amazing entrance Beginning to a movie.
Let's see. Truly. A Polish man got the shock of his life when he visited a brothel and spotted his wife amongst the establishment's employees. Polish tabloids.
Was she the jizz cleaner, jizz mopper?
No, she was fucking.
Oh, she was.
Super Express said the woman she'd been making some extra money on the side while telling her husband she worked at a store in a nearby town. I was dumbfounded. I thought I was dreaming, the husband said. The couple married for 14 years are now divorcing, the newspaper reported. Exactly what I said. You'd think, it's just like the comedian says, like Doug Stanhope says, you'd think a guy who really wants a blowjob meets a girl who really just wants $50, perfect couple, but no. And it's like, wow, this guy is like going to a sex fucking club to fuck and his wife is at the sex club fucking. It's like,
that's where they're getting all that money.
But still, it's like, I don't know. I don't know why this would lead to divorce.
Yeah.
Counseling maybe, but why divorce? You've both got, little kinky sex stuff going on.
Now, I wonder who initiated the divorce, too. I'm curious about that.
See, the article doesn't have that. No, yeah. It's fucking weak.
What do you bet? I'm thinking that it's the guy.
I'm thinking it's definitely the guy. No. Come on. I don't think,
territoriality.
A sex worker is far less likely to have weird, territorial issues like that, like a dude would. Let's see here.
Fuck dudes.
The French say they need biggest condoms. Come on, buddy. Berlin. The French say they need the largest condoms in Europe, while the Greeks get by on smaller ones, according to a Europe-wide study by a German consultancy that provides advice on condoms. The study by the St. John-based Institute of Condom Consultancy, there's no such institute, was done by asking 10,500 men in 25 countries to measure their penises and enter the number into a database. Oh, you know
what the story really was.
Yeah, it's basically the French lie more than anyone else.
No, the French just gave a bunch of guys free jobs to hand.
Next story. We're not going to talk about that. Truffle fetches 13,000 pounds at auction, which I think is just fucking ridiculous. We've talked about forced collectability and the ridiculous amounts of money that people will pay, that some things will fetch. This is a fucking truffle. An Italian white truffle weighing just over 2.2 pounds sold at an international auction Saturday for $200,000.
Is this a self-cleaning truffle, so when you shit it out, you're good for fucking years? And the colonoscopy comes up clean?
I don't know. But it says here, the prized tuber went for the second year running to Hong Kong-born casino mogul Stanley Ho.
Oh, so wait a minute. Is this a mushroom or is this...
It's a mushroom.
Okay. Well, no. There's also truffles, which is a chocolate. So I wasn't sure.
No, but then this is mushrooms.
Oh, wow. That's kind of worse.
Last December, Ho bought a 1.5 kilogram specimen, one of the biggest truffles unearthed in half a century, for a record $330,000. The 1.8 kilogram truffle, the biggest found in Italy this year, was flown first class to Macau.
We are in the wrong business, sir.
Seriously.
We need to fucking start growing this shit in a dark basement.
Well, you don't grow them. You can't grow truffles. You have to find them. The Italian chef accompanying it for Saturday's auction. Truffles can vary considerably in size and are prized in Italian cooking for their flavor with a U and aroma.
Actually, I kind of like that spelling for flavor.
I prefer that, and I prefer check with a Q. Let's see, truffles. Have you ever had a truffle? Like, not a chocolate truffle.
No, I know what page we're on now.
Okay.
I've had fancy mushrooms. But right. I don't know if they were, this was so long ago, I don't know if they were truffles. So I'm going to say no.
I've had truffles before, and I've had truffle oil, which is really nice. Truffle oil with bread.
Huh. Okay, so is that pretty tangy or what?
It's I don't know. It has a truffly taste to it.
I love virgin olive oil.
Girlfriend.
So good.
Mm-hmm. Italian party to pay for babies named after Mussolini.
Wow.
An Italian right-wing party.
I'm not very enthused by this story, actually.
An Italian right-wing party is offering 1,500 euros, almost $2,000, to parents who name their babies after wartime fascist dictator Benito Mussolini or his wife Raquel.
This story just got better.
Saying their names are under threat. The MSI Fiamma Tricolore party, the descendant of Mussolini's fascist party, said the initiative in the poor southern region of Bascalita was meant to keep alive names at risk of distinction and pay tribute to the movement's roots. Benito and Raquel are nice names, and I hope our original initiative will get people going.
I will give $5 to someone who names their child F-13.
A whole five?
A whole five.
Listeners,
I might even be able to go up 20.
We're in the middle of a drive here. We need money to get someone to name their baby F-13. Wow. Yeah, that's wow. See, at first,
there's layers to that fucking story.
Yeah, it's like basically the equivalent of naming your child Adolf or like Hitler or something. You know what I mean?
I've actually encountered a person named Adolf.
Really? What about Jesus?
But around we know here, how it's pronounced
around here. Yeah, Jesus. Lots of them. All right,
they all have shopping carts and oranges.
Closing out our news segment today, fake traffic stops on YouTube lead to Wisconsin arrests. Oh, fucking idiots.
They arrested the entire state?
Two men are accused of outfitting a 97 Lincoln with red and blue flashing lights and using it to make fake traffic stops.
Oh, shit.
And then posting videos of themselves doing it on YouTube.
That is dumb and dumber, dumbass. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I really don't. There's really nothing else in the fucking story here, but it's like, yeah.
But that's enough. Because you impersonate a cop, you impersonate any sort of government official or, government position.
Right.
You're fucked. And yeah, doing that, and you're taping it.
Yeah, seriously.
You might as well be taping yourself beating the shit out of some poor guy.
Which I would definitely prefer. All right. So let's see. That was the...
as long as you're not wearing a cop uniform.
Hey. That's the news for this week. Let's see. What did we want to talk about? The Wii. I played on Thanksgiving. Someone brought a Wii over and we played it. And
First time?
I had played one time before, but nothing really serious. We played the Rayman game, the party game.
Oh, okay.
With all the rabbits, and the
thing. Oh, that one.
I forget what it's called, but yeah, it's pretty fucking awesome. I liked it a lot. It was very fun. Listeners, do you have a Wii? Which next gen console do you guys have? Because I don't have a next gen console yet because I'm not an early adopter. I was kind of thinking about getting an Xbox 360, but now the Wii is like,
yeah, I've it's been really thinking about the Wii myself.
It's too. Really starting to seem a little more attractive to me.
I played it against my nephew. Some of the boxing, it comes with a game that has a bunch of sports, games on it.
Right,
and we played like the baseball game, which we got into. It was a lot of fun. Where one person pitches and the other one bats.
Right,
so that's kind of neat. But the one that we really got into was the boxing one.
Yeah,
and we kind of got into trash talking, which is kind of fun.
Nice. I kind of played the boxing game a little bit myself.
Yeah, it's kind of a workout. We were like, wow, really get moving. I can see why people were flinging the controllers because they didn't have a very good grip.
But they get way into it.
Yeah, maybe a little too into it. I played Mortal Kombat versus DC recently, and I have to say it's visually pretty good, but it's more complex than your typical fighting game. Because that's the Mortal Kombat series generally. But there's some neat stuff in there, and if you like DC, it's definitely a worthy addition. You would like it for the Captain Marvel part when it comes to the his storyline, because you kind of go, you play a character and it kind of plays out their storyline, then it switches to a new character,
right?
Which goes back and forth because like the Joker's in it, and Captain Marvel, Superman, Batman, etc. A lot of people are complaining about Superman because he's kind of the powerhouse, which makes sense when you think about it,
right? Even though Captain Marvel has kicked Superman's ass every time they've met,
right? And there's a particular maneuver. It's not even like a fatality in it for Captain Marvel, where he grabs the his enemy and kind of leans back and says Shazam, and a fucking lightning bolt hits their chest.
Yeah,
that's a scene that I know that you would love.
Oh yeah, I'm a big Captain Marvel fan. Listeners, send me all the Captain Marvel stuff that you want to our new PO box that I don't have yet.
We'll have soon,
hopefully.
Whatever.
Promises. So let's see. You went and saw some movies this weekend.
Oh shit, yeah.
One of which we both tried to go watch last week, but the directions we got from Google really fucked us. And we didn't end up seeing it.
Fucked us so hard, we almost ended up in another state.
Yeah, so I didn't see either of these, but tell me all about JCVD.
Oh, you want to start there?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's the better movie, though. You sure?
Ooh, good point. Let's go with
Transporter
3. Now, I'm a big fan of Jason Statham. He's definitely the new action hero for our age.
I don't really like his voice, but...
I think it's all right.
It's kind of... I don't know. I can't even
so
do it.
So, anyway. The latest adventures of Chev Chelios. Not so much, huh?
No, it has a couple scenes, but the thing is the racing scenes, which is really what it should be about, are so slow and
really
Yeah, it feels like they sped up 20 miles per hour. Mm. There's one part where he's being chased by a black car, but he's in a black car, and they encounter other black cars, and it's like,
oh Jesus,
that's not a good choice.
No.
And it's mostly straight away, so there's like no turning for maneuvering, really. Yeah. So. Disappointing there. Hmm. The character that he's trying to save or whatever, who's with him, is driving a riding companion. Not very convincing. And there's kind of an eco terror, you know, subplot in there, which is just like, yeah, how fucking obvious can you get? So it's like, I wasn't totally into the second one, mm-hmm. but at least I snuck into that one. So I feel like I was gypped having paid for the third one. Mm. Still liked, you know, him. There's only one fight scene.
Hmm. Interesting.
And that's really like right at the beginning. So it was like they kept shooting their load like early all the time.
Yeah, it really kind of seems like they really kind of lost their way.
Yeah, and it just seems like, I don't know, they're really just trying to cash in on the series. And so I just,
that's a shame because I really liked Transporter. I really liked Crank. I don't know. I just really like stuff that he's in.
And I heard that he was not in Crank 2.
But IMDb says that he is.
Oh, okay. Well, I just looked that up. So. Misinformed, so.
I don't know.
Maybe he realized, fuck, Transporter 3 isn't going to be very good. I need to be, you know, oh, yeah. Crank 2. I'm still having that option. Oh, yeah,
I'm sure Crank 2 is going to be great.
It makes no sense. But moving on to JCVD. Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yes.
Is what it stands for. And this was shot, as I said to you, kind of a, as I can describe it, a grunge noir. Mm-hmm. Feel it. It's kind of in black, more black and whites and grays are the colors that are emphasized.
Right.
The synopsis is basically it's about Jean-Claude Van Damme being like a real person.
Right.
And
so basically, hold on, real quick. Now, to be being a real person, it means it's very meta in that he is Jean-Claude Van Damme in the movie.
Right.
He's playing himself.
Right. And it's kind of self-referential, much like 8 Mile was for Eminem. To a degree, there's this like this real world aspects, and the funny thing is as it's going about its story, where I don't want to give anything away, so I'm gonna I'll be real cagey about how I say it because I know that you're still interested in seeing. I'm sure other people have been. There's a couple scenes in it where it's like I'm kind of gripping the chair, going do something. I'm kind of expecting like an action moment, and I kind of want it. But it's not that kind of film.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not disappointing, but it just kind of leads you into that just because you know who Jean-Claude Van Damme is and you know what he's done in the past. But this isn't that kind of film.
Yeah.
There's one scene closer towards the end where there's this like really kind of touching moment for Jean-Claude, and I was kind of moved by it. I was like, wow, this is really an honest moment.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't expecting this, and it's one take.
Oh, and it's one long.
It's, you know, it's kind of long for what is being said,
mm-hmm.
but it's pretty impressive, and it contrasts very nicely with the beginning, which is him on a film set,
yeah,
going nonstop through a sequence of action scenes, right. And and it. I have to say, I really liked it. It was kind of an insight into him, uh-huh. and kind of a French like, ha ha Hollywood, kind of fuck Hollywood. That's probably the worst French accent. Kind of like a fuck Hollywood, strokes, that kind of go into the film, the way it was, was painted. And there's a very real world ending. It really tries to maintain this real worldness to it.
Yeah.
It's almost neo-real.
Hmm.
Without using all those fucking fancy words. But nice. It's really refreshing.
Right.
I think I've said enough, because to kind of like whet your appetite. I know that you still want to see it. It's still playing out in Berkeley.
Yeah.
Maybe you can go see it with them.
Maybe.
Yeah. Hopefully you'll get better directions or take BART. Jeez.
Yeah.
But I have to say I liked it. And my friend who I went with, we had also seen a couple weeks ago Let the Right One In.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, okay, two for two for non-mainstream films in Berkeley,
mm-hmm.
Zero for one, and this is just in the last month, for a mainstream film in the big theater.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Can't be any more clearer than that. More clearer. Is that even a word?
Clearer?
Or a phrase?
Yeah, not more clearer, but clearer.
Any more clearer. You can
say more clear.
Okay.
You're either clearer or more clear, which is, equivalent.
I don't know if that's true. I don't know how correct this is. Grammar nerds, please call in and let us know. At any rate, the next Diabolical Sound, hopefully, I want to do the Supernatural stories. So people, call in your supernatural stories or email in your brushes with the supernatural, because we've got a huge, awesome email from Demise regaling hers, and I want to read it. So people, call or email in your supernatural stories, and I'll share some of mine. And Danny Zuko over here will share some of his. Any last words?
No, not really.
Sorry, we're out of time. Thank you for joining us here in the Diabolical Sound. And weren't expecting that, were you?
Not quite. Not in the sound.
Yeah, dirty of me. Dirty. I know.
Dirty. Call us.
Yeah, call us and email us. Let us know what's going on with you. Well, maybe we'll just, you know what, people, give us your Skype names. Give us your Skype names and be online at on Sunday nights. And maybe we'll call you.
We can always arrange a time if you're interested.
No. Sunday nights.
No, it's by our schedule. Fuck
everyone. By our schedule. Fuck them.
Okay.
Be online Sunday nights and on Skype. And maybe we'll call you during a show just to ambush you.
Is this a new direction?
I don't know. It might be. The Diabolical Sound might turn into a live radio show that's on the internet. And stuff. I don't know. Take callers, make
taking
calls.
Sound to the mainstream.
Yes, mainstream sound. Tasty. Let's see here. I think that's all the news and business
this is
we
the
have.
Fucking sound. We're just going to talk about whatever.
Oh,
we watched Edwidge Fenech. I want more.
Oh God, yeah. Check this out.
What?
The standard yearly thing for Big Red Podcast has been their holiday season. Donation drive for a cause.
Oh.
And she's actually decided to kind of, you know, expand that to include the entire Pop Syndicate family.
Oh.
So we've got the whole thing set up. I'm gonna put a bumper into the main show about this whole thing. And you'll be able to go to the website and donate however much you want to the it'll have a list of causes and what they need money for. It's schools, basically.
Okay, but what website are we talking about here?
I don't exactly know offhand, so go ahead and vamp for me for a second.
It's not the Big Red. This is purely through Alyssa's site with the Big Red Podcast?
No.
Is it centralized somewhere else?
It's an actual centralized site.
Okay, so you can't do the accept PayPal. Do you know some more details?
Here we go.
Is it just kind of on the site?
DonorsChoose.org. DonorsChoose.org. And all the information is right there.
So
there's a special link we have to click on. Fuck. All right, there'll be a forum thread about this. And
look for it.
Yeah, thank you.